Message here from Pradeep saying the sugar level in our blood varies. This is regarding what happens to your body through the day when fasting, mm-hmm. and how to manage. And they were saying someone will have more sugar in their blood than others, even when they are fasting. Do we need to get checkups for sugar levels before Ramadan starts?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never done it in my life. I don't feel like I have to. So, you know, there's something people should always kind of keep in mind is that when you're a Muslim and you're just, you fast when you're just a child, you look at your dad and your mom and you try to imitate them and you try to be like a man trying to handle the fasting, you grow up, getting used to it. And the second thing is people also have to understand that there is a lot of non-Muslims who became Muslims and started fasting. So in a way, and this is just my belief, it's basically a blessing from God. God gives you the strength to actually be able to handle the fasting. So it's not really something that is medical or like weird for a human being to stay away from that. Now, if you go beyond 12 hours, then that is sickness. But for about 12 hours, it's actually good. It's like purifying, So it's from a spiritual point of view, it's a purification of your soul and spirit. But also from a body point of view, it actually clarifies a lot of your own, it just clears your whole
detox.
Yeah, detox your whole body in a very good way.
Roland saying, did I say this one earlier? To all Muslim brothers, please be patient while driving, especially during the hours prior to breaking fast. It's scary because of the speed and also falling asleep behind the wheel. And this particularly comes into play as the weeks go on, doesn't it?
Shouldn't be a problem. The UAE, everybody have to be careful when they drive.
They should
anytime.
Be careful anyway. But I think people don't realise you will see around the sort of 5 o'clock
time,
erratic
six.
Driving, yeah. And to understand and be. Again, it's not to condone, but to understand why this is happening.
Absolutely. So everybody wants to catch up their breakfast, and a lot of people who are catching, commuting between Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Dubai, Sharjah, Dubai, Ajman, things like that, they will have to actually make sure that they travel on the right timing. But in all cases, because it happened to me many times, even when I was coming to the show, that there's always going to be the time where you get stuck, and therefore you have to keep some water and some dates in your car. That's if you're a Muslim. Now, if you're not a Muslim, obviously, you can just stop anywhere and just have something to drink, or just handle the timing that you will go out carefully. And if you're in the neighborhoods, just in that period, but you have to be careful driving all the time.
And talking of iftar, Sean has texted in saying, as a non-Muslim, is there anything that I need to observe in religious terms prior to partaking food at iftar events to respect the sentiments of those fasting?
So, of course, it's so many iftars around the city, in hotels, in restaurants, and many of us want to go and enjoy iftar as well, non-Muslims. So what should we be aware of when going to an iftar?
Well, when you're going to an iftar, of course, you have to know who you're invited by. So if it's a company that is inviting you, then it's obviously you're a company and you'll have just the buffet and end of story. If you're going to someone's home, then do expect that they will probably have to pray 5 minutes or 10 minutes just during the breakfast time. And then you will be joined back with them. What I do usually in my programs is that when the people come into the majlis or so, we have them come, we break the fast with them, and then during the time that they're just starting the appetizers, we're basically finishing our prayer for like 5 minutes, and then we join them again in the majlis. You don't have to bring gifts, to keep in mind. You don't have to gift us anything during Ramadan just because it's Ramadan, and save that maybe for the Eid. Later on, you can give the little children some dirhams or some money, and basically you can always bring like a nice greeting card saying Ramadan Kareem. You can send an email greeting somebody saying Ramadan Kareem, things like that. But you don't really have to go through a lot. It's just a normal invitation for dinner, and it would be for those who are non-Muslim, who are non-fasting. Other than this, really, there is not much to worry. The more you think about it, the more you will start thinking that, oh my goodness, I have to do certain thing and I have to do this and that and that. But
so
you don't
be
have
natural,
to.
Be yeah. comfortable,
but do
and
be
respectful.
Hungry though, but yes. Do come with an empty stomach because there will be a lot of food. And there will be a lot of gathering and so on, and chit-chatting and so on, and do wear something comfortable because you'll probably be sitting on the ground.
And you say come hungry. I mean, would it be deemed disrespectful if we were to come as an expat to an iftar and not really eat?
Yeah, obviously.
It would.
Yeah, that'll upset my mom big time.
I'll remember when I come round your mum's, Ali.
So, you have to go there and to eat and to enjoy that experience. But And in terms of those, you know, hospitality tents that you will see outside sittings by the hotels and things, these are actually comes after the iftar, so after the Taraweeh prayer, which is the late evening after Isha prayer. And that's where you go, and there will be some, you know, food and appetizers, and obviously the hubby bubbly thingy, the shisha and all that kind of stuff. And some of it will have some, you know, some music going on and so on. But there is those little ones, which is by the Red Crescent, which is to support, you know, a lot of the laborers and the people around. This is just a generosity from the government to put all of these tents around mosques close by. But if you're nearby, you're not going to be stopped to go in. But, you know, do not assume that these are the places where you just can just go in and just meet a couple of fellas and make friends with, because mainly they are the ones who are, you know, coming to who are assigned to have their own breakfast. They're Muslims, they're breaking their fast, and some of them are actually not, but they're only there to have their share, basically. If you wanted to participate in terms of giving charity or something, you're also welcome through so many charities. Not only it has to be for, you know, an Islamic cause, it could be for anything, you know, but there is the Red Crescent is doing great job, so you could always, you
just
know,
just explain the significance of charity during Ramadan, because it's very, very significant.
Absolutely. You see, the whole, you know, first we are doing a charity from us for a spiritual point of view, but then there's always the giving, you know, the giving by giving, you know, a couple of dirhams here, you know, I'm not talking about tips or whatever, I'm talking about you giving money to the hungry, to the need, and people in need, those who are actually in need for food itself. You could always cook and give. On the same time, you'll have, as I said, you know, these little crescent, you know, or any tents that is available that can accept food. You could always cook and give them if you want, things like that. So the significance of charity is, again, I really feel that it's the whole year, not just during Ramadan, but in Ramadan there is probably an extra credit, because you're already fasting, you're already going through all of this, and yet you're giving others than yourself, and that's where the significance, you know, mainly comes.
And to understand more what the credit means, this is part of the credits that you are building.
Absolutely. And, you know, as being doing good is the good deeds, which, you know, we believe heaven will accept those that has more positive and good deeds that you've done in your life. And this means respecting animals, giving hungry people, taking care of children, respecting your parents, fasting Ramadan the correct way, praying, you know, doing well. All of these are good deeds.
And tell me then about the salah, the prayer.
The prayer. So the salah is, you know, we pray five times a day during Ramadan. There is, you know, praise the Lord, there is such a beautiful spirituality into it, because we do our best to actually conduct the prayers at the mosques. And so for those who are, you know, have a lot of locals or Emiratis or Muslims in their organizations, they have to consider having really big prayer room, or during events to really consider having a prayer room majorly for such an event as well, during the breakfast area or the any one of the prayers. But also we have an extra praying during Ramadan, which is called Taraweeh, the comforting prayers that comes after Isha prayer, which is around 9 something, and then we conduct you know, an actions of prayers till we're done. And then the day the spirituality part comes to kind of an end. Then you have your own freedom in the evening. Maybe you'll go catch up with some friends, go to some cafes, and some people continues reading the Holy Quran and doing what they're doing for their own devotion to the religion. And that's it. So the prayers will not change. It's the same. You know, you will still hear the call to prayer. You probably will hear in some of the mosques an extra sound of the prayer that comes in the evening. As I said, that's because of the comforting prayer, which is beautiful. And I hope people at least will try to fast one time, at least, you know. And everybody should try it at least once. And if you couldn't handle it for the whole day, do a half day and then, you know, go through the whole day.
Jane here is saying, I've lived in Dubai for 10 years and respect the culture here. However, during Ramadan, I would like to see a few more cafes and restaurants open during the daytime. I appreciate that these should be behind curtains, but I do feel they should be available. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the ones in the malls are all open today. There's the food court. Some of it will be open.
Some are, I think.
Yeah?
Not all.
Yeah. So at least we have some. So, you know, there is some. So you will have the malls are open. The ones in public, There is already a couple I know of that are, they keep open, but I don't know if I just need to double check on that. I could always post it on my website if there's any updates on that. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of publications that actually shares the information. However, you know, what's her name? Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jane, for, you know, again, you know, being here for 10 years or 1 year, or this is really great, but it's very easy to actually handle going through 30 days without going to the same coffee shop that you always go to, have your own coffee, and 30 days, you know, only. And if you battle it in a way, you will never find it, you know, comfortable. But I do appreciate that she thinks that, you know, she's enjoying the culture and all of that. But remember, to us, it's totally fine. You know, I don't have to go to the same coffee shop from 5 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the p.m. I could go it in the evening, simply, only 30 days.